Blog Talk Radio. 195 International Countries, 102-711. Let's bring Mr. Tibbs and let you know, bring this broadcast, and we'll get something going on, and we will check you out on what you're talking about a little bit later as we read these memos. All right, 195 International Countries, 102-711, the fiery destruction of Christianity, the great beast, the Roman Catholic Church. Let's find Mr. Tibbs and bring him in. And while we sort through some of these memos, see exactly what we're going to deal with at a time appointed. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Till, Yahqua be with you there, C. Arroyo.
And Yahqua bless you, Brother C. Israel, C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua, Hallelujah, Yahqua, Mr. Till. Well, we got a fine, fine audience and got a couple of big dignitaries on the network. We'll check them out a little bit later. 195 International Countries, 102-711. And the message is, we will catch you in something tonight. We will catch you in something tonight. Okay, well, we'll see about all that. We're with your brother, Yacht on Airways, and we'll run you and see exactly what you're made of, and then we'll respond to you a little bit later. Mr. Tibbs then tell you all about this broadcast, and then we'll take it from there. Mr. Tibbs, what have you got to tell this national audience, 195 International Countries, 102-711 flashing? Take your time and do your part while we try to stall for a minute or two. You're on the clock. Take your time. Come on.
Once again, Yahqua bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of 102,711 members that came to hear the words of Yahqua. Well, most of us are came to hear the things that some of us can hear and some listening never understand without proper teaching. And to see those things that most of us can see and some can never find. To touch those things that most of us can touch and others can never feel. For the unlearned, the wicked, can do none of these things. Because it's the words of Yahqua that makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the righteous explained in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Yahqua are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers." 13, "And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" Well, there's a lot of us here that we can tell by the number that came for the good of Yahqua's word. And we came to receive it, commend it, and add unto it. But unfortunately, some that are listening to the same things we hear cast those words behind their back. And the problem that causes is not so good for others learning. They're raving wolves and sheep's clothing that come just to see who's attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. I see this one quite a bit. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people that are here for one reason. That's for not who sits on your left or who sits on your right. That's for the word of Yahqua. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahqua's ministry that's open unto you, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahqua's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek and found that which you have sought in Yahqua's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address, to use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking enter, just under the big iron, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time you may see menu. But after clicking this, again you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. This calendar explains what all the feast days are in detail, what they mean to you, and when they start and when they end. So it's a good point to check it. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices, this time on the search line. Type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel, at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We've had previous examples what this calls and also a few verses to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other is James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as you can imagine, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement, or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I am beginning to see that they just may ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 tells us, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." One other note, we also find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen from previous shows and even today's lesson. Even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, a New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing that's being done is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahweh will be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry, but, as you imagine, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type the three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. One other note, we're also making it possible for the listening members to get a CD or DVD recording of any particular program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, as you might imagine, today is an exceptional day for the Word of Yahweh, and each time we come on, it's an exceptional day. Nothing exchanges except the number of people that come for Yahweh's Word, which is always a good thing. Those that commend it, add unto it, only following by those casting the word behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that make them happy. Can you imagine that? Taking these verses meaning totally another way. I've even heard people come to me and says, Mr. Tibbs, do you know the Bible speaks of aliens? Look in the book of Ezekiel when it says there'll be a face in a cloud. Oh, look in Revelations when it says that there'll be evil spirits with eyes like frogs coming from the mouth of Satan. Can you imagine people taking Yahweh's verses and taking their own way and understanding and passing that along to other people? And besides that, the noisemakers, the complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible but look like they're paying attention, but are lost when they're called to speak. They're clearly forgotten. We're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But don't worry, the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Yahweh created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever even tells you they've done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahweh's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what I mentioned earlier about what Yahweh the Son said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. So we have to keep our mind focused on what Yahweh's word gives us. We have to know that the Bible tells us as a man or a woman, we are measured by our works. That's the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18, 18 says, Yea, a man and a woman may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So this is what we do. We ask you to keep your Bibles open and sometimes take notes. I better take that sometime and change it to usually you should take notes, because it's always good to reference back to Yahweh's word. That's why I always say a teacher always has to show worthiness, because a teacher that opens the door for his students has to walk through that same door himself, because there's always those that are out there that ask questions for learning, and they're pretty serious about Yahweh's word. And some ask just to see if you really know or to trip you up, like a Pharisee. That's why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students, but already having knowledge, the teacher gains experience by teaching, because he already knows. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher, and that's correct. Possibly learning to share knowledge with others that he has learned. Even I have to admit, most of the time myself, I have to admit this, when sharing knowledge with others myself, it works. But make sure you know from the Bible what you're sharing. So in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 7 says, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahuwah, whose face follows, considering the end of their conversation." So keep your Bibles open. Continue to learn. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tibbs. That's excellent on your part. That's excellent on your part, no doubt about it. Brother Yahdai Israel, I need you to check out a couple names from there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and while we still try to stall for a little more time and see exactly what this is saying, I want you to take a look at somebody there, Bishop William Patrick Calloway. I need to make sure he's legit. Bishop William Patrick P-A-T-R-I-C Calloway, C-A-L-L-A-H-A-M, diocese over there in Wisconsin somewhere. And Roger Michael Manning, M-A-H-O-N-Y, Roger Michael M-A-H-O-N-Y, Bishop and Cardinal of Los Angeles, California. I want you to, before we notice anybody, we'll make sure they are legit. So we got Bishop William Patrick Calloway, Wisconsin, C-A-L-L-A-H-A-N, and Bishop and Cardinal Roger Michael Manning, M-A-H-O-N-Y, Los Angeles, California. Let me, before I say anything else, let me make sure we're on point on what we get ready to make a statement and see exactly what they made of. Now give me a chance to pull me a little tea there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So take a look at them and see what you find on them, and that give me a minute to do something. Let's see if we find Brother Yahdai Israel and rank him up. So Brother Yahdai Israel, we are on something. I need things looked up real quick, then I can make me a little statement. If, yeah. You name that Brother Yahdai Israel?
No, I didn't catch him.
Okay, can you take a look? Can you take a look and tell me who is Bishop William Patrick P A T R I C Calloway, C A L L A H A N, from Wisconsin, and Bishop and Cardinal Roger Michael M-A-H-O-N-Y, Roger Michael, M-A-H-O-N-Y, that's his last name, coming out of Los Angeles, California. Can you run them two names down from the real quick there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and see what we're working with, then we can go and get something going on this Wednesday night. How about that, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Give me 1 second there.
All right. Give me a chance to go get me a little herbal tea and memos. something else. So until you step in and say something, we'll mention a couple things about how'd you help fix an on camp. Both of the other two is like, how'd you help? What you doing for yourself? Is you doing anything to help your body? Remember one thing, you got to stop your body from deep increasing in problems. And the only way you're going to be able to stop your body from, okay, for example, like your stomach start hurting. What do you do when your stomach start hurting? Oh, my stomach hurting. You know, your stomach is your central system, your stomach. Okay. You know, remember, got to eat a lot of green stuff. But another thing, get your nice melon and some spring water and just keep on drinking that water and eating that melon to try to crush that. Because what it is, stuff getting your blood system. And it's a foreign stuff in your blood system. It always will cause you to be lack of energy. See, when you lack of energy, it's something in your blood system you got. Okay, for example, you got diabetes, you got high blood pressure. All this is caused of is a lack of energy in your blood system. You got to flush that out. Okay, for example, suppose you have a brother called me. He said he had a muscle spasm. He said all of a sudden his hand will move when he messed around and slapped his wife and didn't mean to it. Well, you know, that's a statement over there when Cain, one of his sons, Cain had, you know, he did the same thing. You know, he slapped one of his sons by accident. You know, that maybe that was a nervous system he had. I don't know. But I'm saying this will cause muscle spasm in your body. That means you lack of exercise and you lack of water, spring water. That will cause muscle spasm. If you all of a sudden get a knee jerk, your hand jump all of a sudden, you know, somebody might take it wrong. Might thinking you delivered it going side the head. Now you got to rest a little bit. Muscle spasm. That means you're not drinking enough spring water. Not eating enough green stuff. Green food, I mean. Green food. Eat that green food because one thing about it, see, right, how you stretch your body for you will not have diabetes, what they call that thing? Diabetes and high blood pressure. It's because of you're not drinking enough water. Not eating enough corn with green food. Corn, green food with some nice little garlic in it. It'll control, it'll bring your diabetes. It'll eliminate that stuff in your body. And you got to exercise. You got to get you a step. All six anointed camps have one, and they all lead by example because that works your blood up. It works your blood up, and it gives you a chance to won't be feeling so sluggish. Look, you ain't got to feel that bad. Pay attention when those seer be telling you something. He be telling you in advance, say, yourself and anybody come in contact with you. It's a big job ahead of us. So after we attack Israel and these Roman capitalist ministers and you see they're legit, we're going to make a couple more statements if they're legit. Brother Yagdai Israel, you're on the clock now. Come on.
All right, I'm looking at an article on William P. Callahan on the Free Encyclopedia, and it reads, William Patrick Callahan, OFMC, OFM, COMVDD, born June 17, 1950, is an American prelate of the Roman Catholic Church, who has served as Bishop of the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin, since 2010. Bishop Callahan previously served as an auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. After the former Archbishop of Milwaukee, Timothy Michael Dolan, was named Archbishop of New York, Auxiliary Bishop Callahan was elected the Apostolic Administrator or Temporary Leader. of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. He served in this role until Pope Benedict XVI named LaCrosse Bishop Listick, L-I-S-T-E-C-K-I, as the new Milwaukee Archbishop on Saturday, November 14th, 2009.
Mhm. Excellent. And who? You, that's both of them, huh?
William P. Callahan, Archbishop William P. Callahan.
Okay.
And,
what about Mhm.
I'm reading from Free Encyclopedia, Roger Mahoney. Roger Michael Cardinal Mahoney, KGCHS, born February 27, 1936, is an American cardinal and retired prelate of the Roman Catholic Church, who served as Archbishop of Los Angeles from 1985 to 2011. Before his appointment as Los Angeles Archbishop, he served as Auxiliary Bishop of Fresno from 1975 to 1980, and as Bishop of Stockton from 1980 to 1985. Mahoney played an instrumental part in covering up the sexual abuse of many young people within the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's excellent, Brother Yagda Israel. Well, one thing we do know, yet you all are getting. And we see the memo of Sierra, they will be catching you in something tonight. Well, that's a good thing to catch me in something tonight. And Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yagda Israel, let's see what can we get going on. Or they can get that opportunity to do what they say they're going to do.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. "In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say." And I want to open up in Nicodemus there, Brother Yagdai Israel, in 14, chapter 1 through 9, because I do hear what you're saying, and you have to take the Mass, the Eucharist, every day, and because you don't want to be to the point that you can get your Eucharist on the Mass every day and making your confession. Yourself short of going to heaven. But in the book of Nicodemus, 1 through 9, can we talk about something there, Brother Zion? We'll take a shot at everything, if it's Bible-wise. It's over here in King chapter 1, book of Nicodemus. Now, Nicodemus, before you read 14:1 through 9, so that when he talks, he's worth hearing. I need to know where did he go and get his talking from to make any statement by going to St. John chapter. I want to find out, when we do hear from Nicodemus, whatever he got to say, I want to be clear about who placed words in his mouth by going to the third chapter and picking around by verse number 7. How about St. John 3, verse 7? Let's talk about Nicodemus, man, before we read what he got. Chapter 3, verse 7, and take it down until we get our point there, Brother Yagda Israel. That's my final verdict. Come on.
Book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 7 reads. Book of St. John 3, verse 7. "Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again." Verse 8. The wind bloweth whither it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Verse number 9. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Verse number 10. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, Nicodemus, are you a master of Israel and knoweth not these things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nicodemus, but he talking Nicodemus about being, he said, are you a master in Israel and you don't know these things? So the conversation with Nicodemus is to straighten Nicodemus out concerning Israel, that not the Roman Catholic Church. So Nicodemus is going to talk to Israel, Southern Kingdom. That's what he was ministering to. He said, now, by you being in position, Nicodemus, you're supposed to know the children of Israel. Let's go to the 14th chapter. Let's see after Yahweh put him on his feet. Yahweh the Son put him on his feet. And Nicodemus wrote some in his body, in his book that was not put in canon. And because some not in canon, it's because the one that authorized canon had nothing to do with the Bible. They had the record of the children of Israel. And they have no design to do that, but they done it because of their power. In the 14th chapter 1 through 9, let's talk about it, Brother Yahweh Israel.
From the book of Nicodemus, chapter 14, verse number 1 through 9 reads, Book of Nicodemus, chapter 14, verse number 1. Adam causes Seth to relate what he heard from Michael, the arch-minister spirit, when he sent him to paradise to entreat Yahweh to anoint his head in his sickness. But when the first man, our father Adam, heard these things, that Yahweh the Son was baptized in Jordan, he called out to his son Seth, verse number 2. Declare to your son, the patriarch and seers, all those things which thou did hear from Michael, the arch-minister spirit, when I sent thee to the gates of paradise to entreat Yahweh that he would anoint my head when I was sick. Verse number 3. Then Seth, coming into the patriarch and seers, said, I said, when I was praying to Yahweh at the gates of paradise, behold, the minister spirit of Yahweh, Michael, appeared unto me, saying, I am sent unto thee from Yahweh. I am appointed to preside over human bodies. Verse number 4. I tell you, Seth, do not pray to Yahweh in tears, and entreat him for the oil of the tree of mercy, who is to anoint your father Adam for his healing. Verse number 5. Because thou canst not by any means obtain it till the last day and time, namely, till 5,500 years be passed. Verse number 6. Then will Yahweh the Son, the Most High, merciful Son of Yahweh, come on earth to raise again the human body of Adam, and at the same time to raise the bodies of the dead. When he cometh, he will be baptized in Jordan. Verse number 7. Then with the oil of his mercy, he will anoint all those on him. And the oil of his mercy will continue to future generations for those who shall be born of the water and of the Spirit unto eternal life. Verse number 8. When at that time the most merciful Son of Yahweh, Yahweh the Son, shall come down on earth, he will introduce our father Adam into paradise, to the tree of mercy. Verse number 9. When all the patriarchs and seers heard all these things from Seth, they rejoiced.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 4 and 8 again there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Verse 4 and verse 8.
Book of Nicodemus chapter 14, verse 4. I tell thee, Seth, do not pray to Yahweh in tears, and entreat him for the oil of the tree of mercy, for to anoint your father Adam for his head ache. Verse number 8. When is that time the most merciful Son of Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Son, shall come down on earth? He will introduce our father Adam into paradise, to the tree of mercy.
Mm-hmm. Would you read verse 4 one more time there, Brother Yahya, and take your time on verse 4, because there's a point in verse 4 that is really that the six anointed camps got to be clear about what you really hearing them saying in verse 4. Listen good at verse 4. One more time there, Brother Yahya, Israel.
The book of Nicodemus, chapter 14, verse number 4 reads, I tell thee, Seth, do not pray to Yahuwah in tears, and entreat him for the oil of the tree of mercy, or to anoint your father Adam, for his head ache.
See, Yahuwah is telling Seth, don't pray to Yahuwah in tears. You know, you got a lot of ministry. They do a lot of crying and praying to Yahuwah. Yahuwah let Seth was told, do not pray in tears. They ain't got a whole lot of crying to get Yahuwah's attention. What you have to do, according to John 3, verse 20-22, listen, six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. So when you get a big prayer warriors and they break out crying and hollering and all this, listen, six anointed camps happen that we have to say this thing to the letter, thus says Yahuwah. Let's see what it says in St. John chapter 3, verse 1 John on the right side of the book. Thank you, that brother Yahuwah Israel. Chapter 3, verse 20-22. Listen.
The book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse number 20 through 22 reads. Book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse number 20. 1 John 3, verse 20. For if our mind condemn us, Yahuwah is greater than our mind, and knoweth all things. Verse 21. Beloved, if our mind condemn us not, then have we confidence toward Yahuwah. Verse 22, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his Torah instructions and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, what we have to make sure when we start praying to our mighty one, the four-letter man, the son, make sure that you patent, you are keeping the Torah instructions. And that's the key. So, you know, every time, I mean, you know, the best of us get emotional, we get happy, I understand it. But just don't make no habits of doing that. You know, don't make a habit of doing that six anointed camps, because the bottom line is, Yahuwah saying, what he want to make sure that you is doing the Torah instruction. Because he got a statement written in Luke chapter 18, verse 6. What Yahuwah, when he do show and appear, in Luke chapter 18, verse 6, he going to make a profound statement. And let's see what he says in 18, verse 6.
Book of Luke, chapter 18, verse number 6 reads, Luke 18, verse number 6. And Yahuwah said, it was the unjust judge said. Verse number 7. Shall not Yahuwah avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, so he bear long with them. Verse number 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find covenant keepers on the earth.
So when the Son of Man come, what are you going to be looking for, six anointed camps or bosses of it to is like? Are you keeping the Torah instructions? That's what he'll be looking for. The first thing he'll look to see, are you a 15, 37 through 39 of numbers? The first thing he'll do is look at you. Look at you and see what hinder you from being in Numbers 15:37. He's going to look at you. Let's see what he say.
The book of Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 through 39 reads. Numbers 15, verse 37. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the family of Israel, bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, that they put upon the fringe of the border a ribbon of blue. Verse 39, it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh and do them, and that you sing not after your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing, in St. John 1:49, the first thing he going to look at you, see, Roy, and look and see is you have your fringes on. That's the first thing he going to look to see. So you can be teaching all you want to teach, but if you're not wearing your fringes, he show up on you. That's not going to be a good thing. So six anointed camps, understand this. You can't backdoor this man. And you can't keep putting off you trying to talk Bible without having fringes on. Because, Yahweh, that is your calling card, the fringes. See, that is your calling card. You don't keep on whatever they call procrastinating, all that little stuff. Make sure when you got your Bible, you got your fringes on. Then Yahweh will be in your conversation. Keep that in your mind. Now, what you reading there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of St. John 1, verse number 49 reads. The book of St. John chapter 1, verse 49. Nathaniel answered and said unto him, Master, you are the son of Yahweh. You are the king of Israel.
So the eyewitness said he's the king of Israel. So now when we precept that to Matthew 22, pick up verse 11, and let's see what the king of Israel, you know, the king, what's on the king's mind in Matthew 22, verse 11 through 13. Let's talk about the king's mind right now. Now, here come the king. So you know who the king is. So when we read about the king, we can't slap him in there right there because we know who the king is. Matthew 22. Verse 11 down to verse 13. What about it, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Matthew 22, verse 11 through 13 reads. Matthew 22, verse 11. When Yahweh the son, the king of Israel, came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not a wedding garment. Verse 12. And he said unto them, friend, how come are you in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Verse 13. Then said the king, Yahweh the son of Israel, to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness, and
so you see, you're rolling things around, like you said, roll the dice or whatever. You don't know when the man going to call you to shut down. And if you decide to continue, Luke 24:34 says what? What does Luke 23:34 say?
The book of Luke 23, verse 34 reads, then say, Yahweh the son, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, listen, see right here. When you got your Bible open, Yahweh gonna leave that hand open, but that's why he have to do some Sirach 10:1. That's why Sirach 10:1 must come on the scene. What it talked about in the book of Sirach 10:1 there, Brother Yahda Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, a wise seer will instruct his people. The government is well ordered.
Mm-hmm. See, a wise seer will instruct his people. And the Sixth Anointed Council, you must be clear that a wise seer is instructing you saying, soundly, if you got your Bible, you want to teach something, make sure you got your fringes on. A wise seer will instruct thy people. It's the thought of a give them because they know not what they're doing. But once you know what you're doing, he says in Luke 9:41. This is what he says in Luke 9:41. He makes my file Luke 9:41. Once you hear the message. Luke 9 says what?
The book of Luke, chapter 9:41. Yahweh the Son answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring your son hither.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I kind of, that was close. Try that Mark 9:41. I'm looking for when he said, he made a profound statement there, Brother Yahda Israel. He said something, maybe I better repeat that it. Yeah. And he said something about he said something about something, but I don't see where I blowed it at. So can you help me out? I blow something there, Brother Yahda Israel. So can you help me put me out on what I blowed? I blowed something. I want the part where he talks about he said your sins remain. Once you say you know how to forgive them what they know not. But once you know this, see, once you know, see, right, it's like we try to show soundly, why put yourself in that position knowing that Yahweh he gonna get at the purple and scarlet color garments. Why put yourself in that position? Because it appears to look extra pretty or fine or whatever you want to call it. Knowing Yahweh is saying in the book of the 18th chapter, the purple land peoples and scarlet peoples, I'm going to get them and there will be no more. So why would I put myself to be accidentally, might be what in the spirit might say I. When they told not to be nowhere near that purple and red stuff, so I got chance to bust their head and find out they was halfway all right. So you don't put yourself in that position. So that's what he said. So what did he say that, Brother Yahda Israel? Did you pull it out from me, Brother Yahda Israel?
Yes, sir.
All right. What was that, Brother Yahda Israel?
The book of St. John, chapter 9:41. Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, he see, therefore your sin remaineth.
So once you know that when you pull a Bible out, you must be wearing your fringes for the blessing of Yahweh be in your conversation. Now it's up to you, Six Anointed Camps. Either you're going to do the Bible, or you're not. You can't have cop this man. So a wise seer would tell you this thing. Let's precept that in Sirach 37:23. Let's go to Sirach 37:23 down to verse 26. See, a wise seer will instruct his people to make sure one thing. We got to get this right. Because there's no accident these big dignitaries, they in the room, not in the room for the betterment of the room, they're in the room to find something they can use to accuse the old seer on. And you got to be clear about that. That, you know, if the seer get delayed, then you prepared to come into the room and put some quotes down and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get the game up, but you can't be half-cocked. You can't just want to just hear some good stuff no, you got to be able to be a hero and a doer of this good stuff right here. Got it? Because they're not playing. I'm telling you now. Because when them big dignitaries took their time out to really take notes on the six anointed cancer bosses of the true Israelite, they is not playing at all. Huh? Keep that in your mind. What's your, Sirach 37:23-26. Listen good.
The book of Sirach, chapter 37. Verse number 23-26 reads, Book of Sirach 37, verse 23. A wise seer instruct his people, and the fruit of his understanding fail not. Verse 24, a wise seer shall be filled with blessings, and all they that see him shall count him happy. Verse 25, the days of the life of a seer may be numbered, but the days of Israel are innumerable. Verse 26, a wise seer shall inherit honor among his people, and his name shall be perpetual.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what he's saying about a seer? I'm going to make sure you get it, but you're going to have to step your game up on what the man is saying, because he said that the number of Israel but he said a seer will be at a standstill sooner or later. But it all will be somebody coming after. So you got to make sure you are don't be a 14 verse 9 of the book of Numbers. Heavenly Tablet, what's saying 14 verse 9 of Numbers?
Book of Numbers 14, verse number 9 reads. Book of Numbers 14, verse number 9. Only rebel not you against Yahweh. Neither fear you the people of the land, for they are brave for us. Their defense has departed from them. Yahweh is with us. Fear them not.
Mm-hmm. And we got to understand that. That's why we come on the network humble. And we know one thing, that, you know, a lot of teaching have been made about going up and away. And that's the reason why they have the Eucharist and the Mass every day and the confession every day. They want to make sure that you got this thing right. Because if he shut you down, you got to make sure you have your Mass and your Eucharist and your confession. And they go headlong for what they own. But see, I understand what they own, but in the same token, we the people of the book. We was not given the instructions that they have. But though they are taking your instructions, and now they apply to themselves as the church got the only authority and made the church do. But we looked up the definition of the church, and the church means the called out ones. See what we do, we burn the midnight oil. Yeah, we know who got the authority. And the one got authority, it is the church. But then you gotta define what the word church means. And you go to the book Hosea. See what we do by being a man of Yahweh, we let the best on bump the gums, because you cannot get saved unless the church. But then we define the word church and found what the word church means according to the scripture. And according to Hosea, they tell you what the word church means. Huh? Let me see if I can find some Hosea. I think it's 11 verse 1 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm going and get the word church. I want to get. But we be clear that the church have authority, but the word church is a polluted word for what? We're going to find out what it's for. See, and we must know these things. And 11 verse 1. This is the definition of the word called church. So listen, six anointed camps. The church got authority over mankind to get you into the kingdom. not up, up, and away. But the definition of the church, this is what it means in Hosea 11, verse 1. What do you mean that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Hosea, chapter 11, verse number one reads, "When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt."
That's all the word church means, to call out. He called out Israel. Church means call out Israel. So that was the definition of a church. And the big dignitaries can't get off money that seed, right? Who is called out? That was the word church means, call out. But then you find out who was called out, according to Hosea, was the children of Israel. So the children of Israel have the authority to do whatever needs to be done. And that is true. But they are taking that word called the church, got authority to make rules and regulations. But yeah, but to who? The people that are follow you, but we don't follow the Roman Catholic Church. Because we clear that the Roman Catholic Church, we are... and go right into their books, and we understand where Christianity come from by reading their books, and it tells us plainly where do Christianity come from, who is the author, by using their book. So now, see, Roy, if you are a Christian, then you got to be armed with the understanding, not the argue. Well, I'm not a Christian. So no. You don't argue about what you not. You make sure you got the history of the Jewish peoples by Max L, M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S on page 585. And this is what he says about, this is what he said, the history of Christianity. He says, Esau and his five sons, they named the place Detention Mystical, the gates of the Roman Catholic Church, regarded the religion of Esau and his five sons. What? Christianity. See, Christ-like come from Esau. That is the author and the finder. And the mindset of Christianity, it come from Esau. So don't get into a bad, are you a Christian? No, I ain't a Christian. No. Well, Christian didn't come from the Bible. It came from Esau. Where you get that from? Way out of their own book, out of the history of the Jewish peoples by Max L, M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S, and Alexander M-A-R-X. On page 585. Then he says, the gates of Rome, the Roman Catholic Church, the religion of Esau and his five sons, Christianity, as the portal through which Lord God Jesus Christ must pass. The portal of it. As the portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, through which the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ must pass. The Holy Lord Jesus Christ, who was bent upon doing away with mortal restraints. See? That what Esau said. But Esau said that they was, that they done away with mortal restraints. He said the Lord God Jesus Christ done away with it on page 585. But then you said, well, how do you make a statement like that? Saw in your five sons with Psalm 50, 16, and 17 is on the clock. Psalm 50. Verse 16 and 17. How do you say that? And look what it says over here to the anointed camps to come these days Look what it says in Psalm 50, 16 to 17.
The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 16 and verse 17 reads, Book of Psalm 50, verse number 16. But unto the wicked, Yahweh saith, What are you to do to declare my statutes, that you should have taken my covenant in your mouth? Verse 17. Seeing you hateth instruction and casteth my words behind you.
He said that to the wicked. He said, wicked, what are you doing even talking Bible? Well, that don't really, wicked can be anybody. He said, you know, but that's why you have to precept your Bible. The wicked can be anybody. But when you precept your Bible, 6 anointed counts in 9:24, Job, Issachar's boy, it start breaking down what you need to say when you be off into the confrontational with the 17 nations. And this series about the Roman Catholic Church on their statements that they authorized and our Lord Jesus Christ, he was a Christian. But he said, wicked, what are you doing with the covenant coming out your mouth for period? So then you precept that and find out more about the wicked by going to 9:24, 6 anointed counts. Listen good. Job 9:24. What's that, Brother Yagdai Israel?
Book of Job chapter 9, verse number 24 reads, Job chapter 9, verse 24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges thereof. And who is he?
Well, you know, I always get happy there, Brother Yagdai Israel. So, you know, don't hold it against the old seal, because when you're bringing out some good stuff and the big dignitaries is in the room. But we want to be clear that as a ministry, understand that the wicked do not supposed to be giving out no advice of the Bible. And David talks about the wicked himself. He made a profound statement about the wicked in Psalm 17, verse number 13. See, when you put it all together, 6 anointed counts, when you put it all together, you get a picture. But you can't even try to deal with the bump the gum contest. You got to be prepared to say, well, I hear what you're saying, but I know my authority is to wait till you get through talking and then have a scripture. Now, Yahweh will give you a scripture, but you got to make sure you got your Yahweh right. He won't leave you out there. He told you in 334 that I'll give it to you without measure. But you got to make sure you confrontational you gonna have. Matter of fact, he tell you in Jude, this is Yahweh the Son's brother, Jude. If you know that you Israel, Jude was in one of them beds when Yahweh the Son was there with James, Jude, all of them there in one little room. And Jude wrote something in 1 verse 3, book right next to Revelation. Look what Jude wrote. What did he write in 1 verse 3?
The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse number 3 reads, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the coming salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the covenant which was once delivered unto the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel.
You see the man saying, you got to honestly contend for this covenant. For the word of Yahweh, you got to get down. So you don't shy away and get nervous and try to pass it on to somebody. It's no. You got to honestly contend once you know that you best yourself in kingdom. You got to be prepared. It doesn't make a difference about the dignitaries everywhere. That's a good thing, see, right? But it makes a profound statement for you can understand something. And Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 31. Listen real good. See, we do all we can to enlighten the six anointed camps. Because one thing the seer wants to hear, that if somebody make a statement in the Bible, let them have it. But when they come up on some air, if Yahweh with you, look what he says over here in Romans chapter 8, 28 through 31. Because I want to hear something good be said. How I was on a bus, and the whole bus had the mouth going. And when it came on some air, I dropped the scripture on them, and they seen my friend this boy, and they said, my, what kind of person would that came in with? See, that's the game changer. See, right here? You got to be cool, calm, and collected, and hear all of the big dignitaries, you know, make their statement. And when they come up on some air, be able to go into the Bible with your fringes on and deliver the knockout blow. I'll be your greatest supporter if you bring me back a knockout story. Look what it reads in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 31, what it reads.
The book of Romans chapter 8, verse number 28 through 31 reads, Romans 8, verse 28, we know that all things work together. The book of Romans 8, verse 28 and verse 31 reads, Romans 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yahweh, to them who are called according to his purpose. Verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us?
Ain't that something? You see what the man is saying? The man is saying, listen. You know, the Roman Catholic Church, they got a floodgate going with the Eucharist and the Mass every day. And you got them so scared they don't get the Eucharist on their tongue. And they got another organization that came. They put these together in 1970. Another organization popped up out of the Roman Catholic Church, and right now they letting you know that you know, if we have to go over the head of Pope, we will. That's why you got to understand something. The organization called a Social of Saints. Pius X. It's called, you go on your computer and you pull up the SSPX, and you learn a little bit more about it. But, you know, we know about all this stuff. A lot of Catholics have a problem with these guys right here. But they said we are the right hand of the Pope. If the Pope is shaking the knees, we'll come personally and put the Eucharist on your mouth and on your tongue and all this kind of stuff. We clear that the Pope authorized, he give us authorization, he authorized over the church here on earth. We clear about that. So now when you put these names in and learn these things here, a lot of things. So about the SSPX. So you put that on and learn about the Social of Saints, Pius X. And when you get the history of it, we know about this stuff, see. And it's our job to know what you're working with. But the saints of the Bible is the children of Israel. So how can the Social of Saints, Pius X, or you put in your computer SSPX, and learn about what they're saying? See, you've been replaced, children of Israel. They are the saints now. These are the right-hand man to the Pope. And the Pope gave them organization to do some things, but a lot of members are scared of these people right here because they are very progressive. Yeah, they are very progressive. But I don't get on them right now. It's too much on the table. I got to get back on whatever we on right now. But we are aware of it. I just seen a memo say, are you aware of? Yeah, I do know about the SSPX. I do know about them. That's the right hand of the Pope. I understand all about it. And one day we might, this is a series about the Roman Catholic Church. We'll touch on it way up the road. We understand about all this. But we understand about a lot of bishops, they got a problem with these Society of Saints Pius X. They put this together in 1970. We know, we clear about what you did in 1970. The Pope ain't talking right. I'll go around the Pope and say, hey, we're going to make this happen. I understand. I know all about you. But this ain't the lesson for you. But don't think the old seer don't know about you. And the world will know about you behind this lesson anyway. All you do is put in and learn about the SS, what I say again, SSPX, and put that in your computer and then find out more about that. But we, like I said, we can't cover everything in one set. That's all we're trying to tell you, see, right? We can't cover everything, but we can get this thing. Now, in a book called A Critic, A Review, Annual and ANNALS of Literature, LITERATURE, by the Society of Gentlemen, on page 140 to 148, published in 1756 through 1783, Pope Nicholas V is that famous papal bull, which he granted to the unknown world, to the Portuguese and the Spaniards, expressly to permit the order of the Christians to reduce, to enslave, to conquer infidels, those that do not believe and understand Christianity, into slavery and take them to Brazil and bend their backs over for tobacco and sugar in the 1443. And the Pope got all the way over to, he got to the stronghold of Yagdad Judah, Granada. He got to the stronghold where he can peep at them real good. Because I'm telling you something, Steve Ryan. This thing is about everybody, all the world knows. It's not the one tribe have authority and organization from the Almighty Yahweh, and that's Judah. So Judah will be the one that's going to be attacked big time. Because they know if a fatal blow that's going to be laid on us, it will be by Judah. They clear about that. So that's why it was said about Judah. See, in the fourth chapter, EZRA, there, Brother Yahdai Israel, can you pick it up around by verse 11 of EZRA and read a bit? See, one thing about it, they know. That's why the dignitary is in the room tonight. They know if a massive attack, where it's going to come from, it got to come from Yahdai Judah, because the history point at one tribe, once they wake up, we finish. So whatever we can do to hold down Judah, and that's why the big dignitaries is in the room right now. Because they say, you better listen, because the closest thing that can really mess us up is that six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. They're talking a lot of good stuff, but it's not in our favor. So when you got the big dignitaries come in the room, they're not coming in the room just to hear an old seer, you know, They know when Osir saying some things that they need to hear, because one thing about it, they don't want to happen on their watch. But guess what? It's going to happen. Now, look what's written over here in when you do your research in Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 11 to 22, 21. Listen to what this book is saying. Ezekiel chapter 4, 11 to 21. Six and nine account. Pay attention, because one day you're going to be on the clock, and you're too quiet. You ain't saying nothing, and you're too quiet. And the fear is showing you, you're going to be, but get your fringes on, because you're going to be on the front line, or you're not going to be on the front line. I mean, you know, they say you got to get on that pot up, get off that pot. You see what I'm saying? So we try to come and let you know soundly that the world is not, and the six anointed camps got to raise their level up and get prepared. And we give you tools, but you got to make sure your YHWH is front. It's up front, and you got to have them fringes on. Ezra, chapter 4, 11, 21. Listen good.
The book of Ezra, Ezra, chapter 4, verse number 11 through 21 reads. Book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse number 11. This is the copy of the letter that they sent unto him, even unto Artaxerxes, the king. Your servant the men on this side the river, and at such a time. Verse number 12. Be known unto the king, the Yahdai Judah, which came up from thee to us, a come unto Yahdai Judah, the southern kingdom, building the rebellious and the bad city, and have set up the walls thereof and joined the foundation. Verse 13. Be it known now unto the king that if this city be built and the walls set up again, then will they not pay toll, tribute, and custom. So thou shalt damage the revenue of the kings. Verse 14. And because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not meet for us to see the king dishonored, therefore we sit and certified the king. Verse 15. The search may be made in the book of the records of your fathers. So shall thou find in the book of the records, know that this city is a rebellious city, hurtful unto kings and provinces, that they have moved sedition within the same old time, which caused was this city destroyed. Verse 16, we certify the king that if this city be built again and the wall there set up, by this means thou shalt have no portion on this side the river. Verse 17, then sent king and answered unto Rehum, and to Shemshiah the scribe, and to the rest of their company that dwell in the northern kingdom, and unto the rest beyond the river, peace. And at such a time, verse number 18, the letter which you sent unto us have been plainly read before me. Verse number 19, and I commanded and search have been made, and it is found that this city of old time has made insurrection against king, and that rebellion and sedition have been made therein. Verse 20, there have been mighty kings over Yahdai Judah, the southern kingdom, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river, and toll, tribute, and custom was paid unto them. Verse 21, give you now a commandment to cause these men to cease, that this city be not built until another commandment shall be given for me.
So what is it saying, Steve Ray? The big dignitaries, they in this room for one reason. They understand, they know it's written that it will be the return of them, but they don't want it on their watch. And that's why we read in other articles showing you that the seasoning is to keep you from stepping up to the seasoning, to season you to always be where you are coming hear the word of Yahweh, but you won't do the word of Yahweh. You come in the room to hear the word of Yahweh, but you don't come in the room to be a doer of Yahweh's word. Because what our mindset is on, as long as we can find our $10, as long as we got a job from the 17 nations, we fine. And that's why you sit on the sideline knowing the fact that you have been seasoned. Because if you wasn't seasoned, you understand what this man is saying and you'll be more of a doer. Because if we get the land school, I mean, we're going to get the land school and banquet hall anyway to go. But when you understand that you've been seasoned, that what all you thinks about is me and mine, and that is the mindset of seasoning. So when we read the book of Haggai, Haggai chapter 1, verse 2 down to verse 14. So listen good. So listen, we're trying to tell you something, Steve, right? The voice of Christ, the world knows through scripture, once man's heart is put together and you got a place to come, they just about can start counting their time is not in their favor. So they're going to do everything they can to keep you being a seasoned person. That means, Brother Wise, donating to this ministry, for land school and banquet hall, you're going to put that aside because you've been seasoned. You love the word, no doubt about it. 195 international countries in the room. You love the word. But you're not a doer of the word. But you're a doer of the word, you'll be so nervous when you get your hand on what you're supposed to be doing, you'll get it, but this thing can unfold, but you can get the blessing of Yahweh. But since you have been seasoned, you sit on the sideline and watch this thing unfold. And that's what he said. We read in the other article, the last two, three lessons, showing you that you have to convince Yahdah Judah, the slave, that take more interest in what we own and we can get you a good job, but think nothing about your nation, Yahdah Judah. Otherwise, don't contribute in it, but always listen to hear something that they're saying. But contribute in it, you don't do it. And that right there is showing you that you have been seasoned. Because if you know what's written in this book we're trying to show you, the last thing you'll do when you get your hand on them ends, don't get that money for land school and banquet hall to get down the road for Yahweh to bring this thing to an end. But as long as you've been seasoned, well, I got mine for me and mine. That's the mindset of being seasoned. That's a seasoned mindset, see, right? That's not a rebuild the nation of Israel. Look what he said in Haggai chapter 1. Verse 2 through 14. Look what he told us here. What did he say, Brother Yahdah Israel? Chapter 1, verse 2 through 14.
The book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse number 2 through 14 reads, Book of Haggai 1, verse number 2. Thus speaketh Yahweh of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that Yahweh's school should be built. Verse number 3. Then came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the seer, saying, verse number 4, is it time for you, O you, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this school lie waste? Verse 5, now therefore thus saith Yahweh, consider your ways. Verse number 6, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And you, he or she that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Verse number 7. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways. Verse number 8. Go up to the mountain, bring wood, build a school, but I will take pleasure in it, And I will be gathered, save Yahweh. Verse number 9. You look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, save Yahweh of hosts? Because my school that is waiting. And you run every man and woman into his own house. Verse number 10. Therefore the heaven over you is stained from dew. The earth is stained from her fruit. Verse number 11. I call for a drought upon the land, upon the mountains, upon the corn, and upon the new wine, upon the oil, upon that which groweth, upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men and women, upon cattle, upon all the labor of your hands. Verse number 12. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Josiah, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of Yahweh their Yahweh, and the words of Haggai the seer, as Yahweh their Yahweh has sent him. And the people did fear before Yahweh. Verse 13. Then spake Haggai the seer, Yahweh's messenger, and Yahweh's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith Yahweh. Verse 14. And Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yahdah Judah, and the spirit of Josiah, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the school of Yahweh of hosts. There Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Now, a precept that to Ezra, chapter 1:3-4. Precept that, Brother Yahdah Israel. Precept that to Ezra chapter 4, verse 1, verse 3 and 4. He healed the man and saying, see, when you got the spirit of Yahweh on you, automatically what should be on your mind with the Bible saying. Always got the seasoned mindset of the world. Seasoned mindset of the world. I got mine, you get yours. But that's not the mindset Yahweh wants you to have. And once you wake up to understand that you have to contribute, if you were fortunate to be born of one of the bloodline of Israel, that is your duty to step up and be a doer, Yahweh's word. Because the world know one thing. Once you establish your position and Yahweh's made your move, they know he going to make his move. Our propaganda come to naught. Look what it says in the 4 verse 1, Wampo take the lead. It's written in Ezra chapter 4 verse 1 and 3 and 4. That's what it says here.
The book of Ezra, Ezra chapter 4, verse number 1, verse number 3, verse number 4 reads, the book of Ezra chapter 4, verse number 1. Now when the adversary of Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, and Benjamin heard that the family of the captivity built the school unto Yahweh of Israel. Verse number 3. Was Zerubbabel and Jeshaya, the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel, said unto them, you have nothing to do with us to build the school unto our Yahweh, but we ourselves together will build unto Yahweh of Israel, as king has said and has commanded us. Verse number 4. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, and troubled them in building.
And see, the world know it's Yahdah Judah. So the world can trouble. Yeah, see, they know. They don't worry about the other 11. They don't worry about the other 11 camps. Tribes, they don't worry about what China doing. They don't even worry about Russia, China, America. Listen, they know the ball game is Yahdah Judah. Once they wake up to understand one thing, they got to be more progressive on what they do with their finances and establish the one move, then Yahweh going to make the next move. Now we're going to precept that back to the 3rd chapter, and look what it says in verse 10 and verse 9. Now look what it says in 10 verse 9, because then we'll read again what is written that was published by Brown and Wade, and all that means is the Board of Education versus Brown. Showing you and see, Kenneth Stamp said, the author of The Curial Institution said, the five steps that will work on Judah the Negro. He said he was at the meetings when all the big dignitaries come in and they have to make sure he came in like he was one of them. But he wrote a book in 1956 saying the five steps the world do on Yahdah Judah the Negro. They do step one. They establish and maintain strict discipline on you. And they don't play around with you. They're not on this radio station just to monitor you. They want to catch those seeing something because they know the only way Daryl will come crashing down, they know Judah is the one. Yahdah Semitic is the one going to break the back of every nation through this book. And once he gets the sixth anointed camp to understand, you got to raise your level up and start putting them fringes on and being aggressive in your teaching, we had a standstill. Two, to implant in Yahdah Judah, the Negro slave, a consciousness of being personal inferior. You say you got to plant that in Yahdah Judah. You got to come at him and he got to look, he probably look down on you and you got to call him Big Bob. 120 pounds with Big Bob. How you doing, Big Bob? Now, you, Big Bob, go to your needs. And he looking up at you, and he on crack in the mind that while you in the house sitting there in your cabinet, we got to be quiet because Big Bob might come crashing through the door. And Miss Bob, you know, Miss Sally Bob. How you doing, Miss Sally? You see? Put your hat in your hand and look down at the ground somewhere. They implant that in you, see, right? Three, a bondsman of the tribe of Judah with the sense of his master being with enormous myth of power. You got to treat him like all boss, Big Bob, you something can do anything. Big Bob, you ain't got to worry about nothing, Big Bob, because you Jesus on earth. Yeah. Jesus on earth. Yeah. Yeah. See? Four. Perceive your slave to take, prepare your slave to take interest in the master enterprise. Wherever the master on, take job dodging. We're about the rest of the tribe because they know they fatal blow can come from Judah. So long we can keep Judah skinning and grinning, tap dancing, hiding behind the curtain, won't contribute, won't get in where you fit in it, they got time. Big dignitaries ain't in this room to just, they know one thing. Where would our fatal blow come from? And the only one that's telling the story uncut is Voices of the True Israelite, the six anointed counts. It's why the big dignitaries in the room now, cardinals and all of them, because we is taking care of this business, and if I get the six anointed counts to wake up and put them fringes on and get the blessing of Yahweh and contribute to this ministry and get that land, school, and banquet hall, then you know what? Yahweh will show you the next step. Now, he said now, what did he say? In four, you got to make sure your slave, Yahdah Judah, is taking interest in the master's enterprise and accept his standards of good condition. See, his standards is what he put on the table. His standard is the Babylonian of garments. His status is the woman wearing pants. That's what he put on tape for you. And Yahuwah says it's an abomination if a woman got some pants on. But I ain't hearing that. I don't like that. I can't wear my pants. But why would you want to wear something if Yahuwah says it's an abomination to him? Huh? Why would you want to do that? He got it written over there in 5:22. You put on a pair of pants, woman, that's an abomination to Yahuwah. It might look good to the man, and it might look good to me, too. But Yahuwah said it don't look good to him because he knows the outcome of that. He's going to put a spirit on you that think you 50-50 or even more. Take them pants off and put a dress on. Huh? Hi. He said to impress on the slave his erring senses of helplessness, to create a habit of perfect independence, aid, welfare, everything. He said, with him dependent on you, and you would teach him his survival is being self, not the tribe of Yahdah Judah. No, I got to make sure I got something for myself. It's about me. Y'all got mine, you get yours. That is a seasoning process, see, Royal? You've been seasoned when you do that. What do you say? He was in the owner's meeting. Kim Stamp said he was in the big dignitaries while they was mapping out what would work with them. You got to make Yahdah Judah, that old Negro, skin and grin and shuffle his feet and dance, tap dance, and sing. Keep him singing. You see? Now what they said behind that? Let's read a little bit more. It said, give me the word I want, Brother Yahdah Israel. Give me a word. P-S-Y... C-H-O-L-O-G-I.
Psychological torture.
Psychological torture. Thank you, that Brother Yahdah Israel. See, once you got Yahdah do that Negro in psychological torture, have altered his mind and his behavior, you tell him, hey, listen here, you got to keep Sabbath day while your friends is on. You got to forget about COVID-19, 2021, 2022. Now you're offended. When the slave Yahdah Judah fears more the master than his own men, his own survivor and his family only, then the survivor of the group of Judah will put as a whole the seasoning process was is completed. Ain't that something? Season and see, right? Season you. Where you sit there and you watch that one-eyed Satan. You keep no Sabbath days. You contribute nothing to the ministry, land school, and banquet hall. You sit there and look behind the curtain at it. You don't make your move. That's a season, Yahdah Judah. Because the fatal blow will come from Yahdah Judah. And they know it. Huh? They know it, see, right? And you sit on the sideline and peep out at that one I say. But it's going to be done. For them, the five steps, see, right? That they know about it. And they learn every day master, even to this day. Show you a good job. What you do for your nation of Yahdah Judah? Well, I ain't going to do nothing but backbite. band, school, banquet hall, huh? Did we read and give me a closing statement? Did we read that verse 10 and 9?
No, sir.
All right, but give me that, brother Yagda Israel. I don't got happy again. So you see, we come humble. But see, right, you got to step. If you step the game up in the pipe, Yagda Judah. Do you know what's written in Ezra chapter 3, verse 10, and kick up to verse 9, the closing statement, and we'll catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening, Brother Yagda Israel. What does it say?
The book of Ezra, Ezra chapter 3, verse number 10, up to verse number 9 reads, book of Ezra chapter 3, verse number 10, when the builders laid the foundation of the school of Yahweh, they set the priests to seal in their apparel with trumpets. Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise Yahweh after the ordinance of the David, king of Israel. Verse number 9. Then stood Uzziah with his sons and his brethren, and commanded his sons, the sons of Yahweh Judah, together to set forward the workmen in the school of Yahweh, the sons of Hadadah, with their sons and their brethren, the Levites.
Ain't that something? Together, see, Royal? You see what you did? Not you get your own, I get mine. This is see, Royal. When the children of Yahweh, Judah, and Benjamin was together, they pulled it off in grand style. They understood when they got their hand on a dollar, they took out a dime. That goes to the ministry. They understood that. Now you catch amnesia on what to do. Land, school, and why you keep on reacting? Why? When you gonna be? Give me a word. Give me a word. React. We react. Proact. Thank you, brother. Yeah. Proact. Listen, see right here. Land, school, banquet hall. You need a place for all the ones to come sit down and get their instruction and take it back. Voices of a true Israelite gonna take that lead because we are the lead tribe. But you gotta step your game up and stop being so amnesia when you get a dollar in your pocket. Take a dime out. Do what the Bible said. When you come together, you're gonna break the back of the hypocrites that's hemming you up now. With this season process they don't put on you. They season you, see, right here. And they got it written. It's not going to be in your school system. They say, when a psychological torment have altered one mind of Yahweh Judah, Southern Kingdom, behavior, and when Yahweh Judah feels more for his own or her own survival, then the survival of the Yahweh Judah come to a slow halt, the seasoning process is completed. We got some time. And so that's why the big dignitaries in the room right now, they want to see how much time they got. They say, we're going to try to catch the sea in something tonight. What you going to catch me in? Huh? What you going to catch? Reading the Bible? Because we ain't going to let you hem me up in one of your restaurants somewhere. And because, like I said, again, got too much to say to the 690 camp. Huh? We understand what the Bible's saying. So we'll leave it like that. Brother Yahweh Israel, what's your closing statement is behind that until we get a special edition call Thursday evening? You on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Love the way it's rolling out there. See you, Israel. See Royal. Great work, T. To the four corners of the globe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Excellent. That's Brother Yahweh Israel. So I'm going to tell you something, see Royal. Listen. Look in the mirror. Are you seasoning? Is you doing the Bible or are you doing what that one-eyed Satan telling you to do? Are you going to be a front line? It's going to happen anywhere it goes. But he said, Father, forgive them that they know not. But we read in St. John 9:41, it said, he said, you say you know, and you ain't going to do it. Remain. If this man were fortunate enough to have you be a bloodline of the 12 tribes of Israel, bloodline, there's no way you would not take a dime out that dollar and give to the proper organization for land, school, banquet hall. Let what's called the shock and awe begin. The shock and awe begins, see, right here. When Yahdah Judah do Bible and that what I say and tell you do, and put them fringes on and get your blessing of Yahweh. The finest tip and bring him in for his last closing statement. And look what WC say, see, you very progressive. Well, I'm always progressive there, WCC. And we understand about the big digging terrorists too. So listen, bring his tips in for his final thoughts. And then we'll come right back, and we'll find the mothers, and we'll... So, Mr. Tibbs, what's your final thoughts on tape number 39 of Voices of the True Israelite? What's your final thoughts in Yahweh? You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen to Yahweh's word. Because we know that everyone listening do want to be wise in Yahweh's word, what he has given us. So starting our program in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9, it says, give instruction to a wise man or woman, and he or she will yet get wiser. Teach just a man, and he or she will increase in learning. This is why we give you scriptures that will make you wise. As it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. 14 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and who's been assured of knowing whom thou hast learned them. 15, and that from a child thou hast known the righteous scriptures, which were able to make these wise unto salvation through faith which is in Yahweh the Son. 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So this is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you live, coming to you with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahweh's word, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. And this is information you came to seek. And you found that which you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is 12 p.m. on Saturday. And the online class is from 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address for the listening members to use. To use this, open up any search engine currently on any one of your smart devices. Right on that search line in www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under that line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time, you might see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. And while doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. 8, Give unto Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and the land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, take note to check the calendar to keep yourself and family in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. It's a very informative calendar. It tells you about what each feast day is, what they mean, and how long they last. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To use this, open up any search engine. This time, on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking, look for True Name Teachers and click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first, which is Tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject or related topics answered. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Consider we think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would be appreciated as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We have a few verses from the Bible that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man, a woman among you, seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man, a woman's religion, is vain. But, as you might imagine, there are still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they just ignore or they may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son, as told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of Yahuwah. Also, once again, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer direct for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He's generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, as most of us have seen on previous shows, even today's show. Even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation, to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because as it was said, many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed kings. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-6065. 5579. This is our international number. You can call or leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always pick up on the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program will be repeated at 9:45. to open up any search engine to get there on any one of your devices, right on the search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, another note to the listening members. We're making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, at this time, we hope that you're enjoying our broadcast and hope everything is falling in line with the word of Yahuwah for those who are listening, those that came to commend Yahuwah's word and add unto it. And we see that we do have some casting the same word that we listen to behind their backs. These are the people that only want to hear their favorite verses in the Bible that make them happy. Taking the verses meaning totally another way, as I've said before, trying to make them speak of aliens from outer space. Can you believe that? Along with that, we have the noisemakers, complainers, the deceptive listeners, the people who flip the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention. But when you ask them to speak, they're completely lost. They're clearly forgetting. We're only one man or one woman, and time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. If anyone ever takes time to tell you they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what I mentioned earlier about what Yahuwah the Son said about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we're going to find out the continued possibilities of Yahuwah's word. We ask that you keep your Bibles open. We'll turn our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. But, you know, I'm always, you know, I want my James 5:21, my Matthew 5:21. And James 5:20, I want mine. Come tell you something. This man, whatever he got written in that Bible, he going to do it. I'm telling you now. Everything he got written in that Bible, he going to do it. And you mess around and think you can continue to. Don't step your game up. No growth in you from the six anointed camps. The man going to call it to the table on you and say, listen, you got a seer that is showing you what I'm saying through him. You got to get this thing right, because the bottom line is we got a long way to go. Listen, and they know if you get back on your feet, trouble is on their behalf. That's why I said, see, Rayah, learn this word, have the right spirit on you, and be able to take care of this man's business when time appointed. And then you'll be all right. That's all I can tell you. All right, we'll go back to the network and look for the mothers and bring them in and go for the clothes and see what's going on. I'm telling you something. We want you to understand one thing. We come humble and show you what this Bible is saying. But you got to step it up in this word. You got to lead by example. Huh? That's true. All right. Stevens will find the Moses and bring them in for another episode, part number 39. When you meet the Moses out of camp, one with a loud voice, you said, Mother E. Mother E. Mother Z. Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Israelites. Yahweh be with you, Mother E.
Yahweh bless you, Israel. Of the Lord. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, God. What is it saying about Mother D of Israel? See, you know what I'm going to do tonight? We're going to put a muke on her tonight. What's up? For we going to catch you in something tonight. Huh? Yeah? What you going to catch me in? What you going to catch me in? You going to mute Mother D up, Israel? Mother E, let's run to Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Let's see what that say. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. What it say?
Okay. Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he deceived, even Yahweh, to quicken the dead and call those things which be not as though they were.
Mm-hmm.
So he was letting Abraham understand one thing. He's Abraham, I got all the power. And just like we can tell you about the land, school, and banquet hall, we already see it. We already see it, see it, right? We see it already. But the point now is to get you to see it. See, now, we already see it. We can call things as though they are, not as though they as they are. You know why? Because Yahweh already showed the old seer exactly the ones that going to step their game up. In the book of, matter of fact, he got it written in 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse number 42? What it says in 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 42. Let's see what it says in 1 Maccabees chapter 2. See, we'll already see the land, school, banquet hall. It's just the bottom line is, it's going to happen to you right here. And one thing about it, this ministry is going to be the one that laid a fatal blow on the known world, and thus says Yahweh. But you have to understand one thing. When we start rolling our sleeves up, understand one thing. You got to be a front line in this thing. You can't be a window dresser. You can't just come to hear the word, and all you want to do is talk the word, but not be a doer of the word. And when you step the game up, that's when it's going to happen. 1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 42 says what?
1 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 42. Then came there unto him the companions of Absalom, who were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah instruction.
Yeah. So these Cassinians, they was zealous for some Torah. So we know it's going to happen. See, we know it's going to happen. Because, see, sooner or later, you're going to start looking at yourself, wait a minute. That six anointed camp, they saying some good stuff. But one thing, we ain't devoted to that Torah. You got to be devoted to that Torah. And they came from every direction. And they got in with Judas Maccabees, and they laid a fatal blow on Esau and his five sons. And guess what? Voices of a true Israelite, six anointed camps, gonna soon later understand one thing. You got to put this man first in what you're doing. And you got to be a front liner. You just can't be Ezekiel 33, verse 30 to 33. Let's say. Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 30. Down to verse 33. Listen good there, Mother E. Well, look what's saying here in Ezekiel
33. Ezekiel 33. Mm-hmm. Verse 30 to 33. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what
did
it say?
Verse 30. Also, thou son of man, the children of the people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the house and speaking one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that come forth from the Yahweh. Verse 31, and they come unto thee as the people come, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. But for with their mouth they show much love, but their mind goes after their covenant. Verse 32. And lo, thou art unto them as a very loving song, a one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. Verse 33.
Did I supposed to
stop at 31?
Yeah, you read, go on, read 33.
Verse 33. And when this come to pass, though it will come, then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
Yeah, sooner or later, you're going to recognize that a seer is among you. Sooner or later, I don't know what you're going to be doing. I don't know what it's going to hit you. Understand one thing. We cleared the big dignitaries that's all over the known world, that's in the room, listen to six anointed camps of voices of a Jewish right. Because this ministry right here will be the ministry that laid a fatal blow on the known world, and thus says Yahweh. And all we have to do is one thing. It's what he told us to do. Gather the self together. Matter of fact, he said in Zephaniah 2:1, he made it plain there, Mother E. He told us by the mouth of the seer, all you got to do is be of Zephaniah 2, verse 1. And what it says in Zephaniah 2:1?
Okay. Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand up on my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved.
Mm-hmm. He said he will stand on his watch. Thanks, Zephaniah 2:1. Look at it again. Read that again, 2:1. Zephaniah is right next to Zechariah. Dame was Dame. Oh. Read that again, that mother. Yeah, Zephaniah.
I'm sorry.
EP. Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, one thing about it. You step on the swing that you get up there, you're driving on them. That's all that counts. And see, that's the spirit of Yahweh I'm talking about. See, we keep worrying about that one eye saying the man keeps telling you. Matter of fact, what did he tell you in the book? Hold that point. Put a marker right there. Put a mark in there right there and come back to the book, including the title called Hebrews 13, and we'll look at 5, 7, mm-hmm. and 17. Come on back. Come on, we come mm-hmm. right back there in a minute. So spirit said, he said, listen, see ya. Put this in real quick. Put the book of Hebrews in there. Chapter 13, verse 1. Then skip down to 5 through 7 and 17. Let's see that say, Mother E.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 13. Let me get that.
Yeah, verse 1. Just skip down to 5 through 7 and verse number 17.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 1, verse 5 to 7, and 17. Verse 1. Let brethren love continue. Verse 5. Verse 2. Be not forgetful.
5.
Okay.
Verse 5 to
okay.
7.
Okay, I got mm-hmm. it. I got it now. Verse 5.
All right.
Let your conversation be without covenant, and be contented with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the words of Yahweh, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
That's right. It's unprofitable to you. You got to recognize the signs of time. It's a sin in this to you. And those that he anointed, I think they're ready to take care of his business. Let me tell you something. The big thing in terrorism is in this room all over the known world for one reason. Because they're clear. All they pomp and all they shine goes when Yahdah Judah finally wakes up to understand that he will no longer be, or she will no longer be seasoned. Seasoned when that one eye of Satan hemmed you up. Yahweh says, I got you, but you just don't believe he got you. See? See, as long as you got that mindset that you worry about who to your left, who to your right, not understanding where Yahweh, you're going to slow down your own show. And it's going to cost you. When you step up in Yahweh, he said, I'm with you. I will never leave you. See, I believe it. All of the calls that we get on the internet line and what we do here on these things, it's enough to make you want to, but you know what? Yahweh said, listen, turn up some more, Seer. Turn up some more. And you know what I'm going to do? Turn up some more. I sleep good. You know why? Matter of fact, in Proverbs, let me tell you what kind of sleep I have. That's going to be making plain with you, kind of sleep the old seer have. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. I just want you to be clear when old seer laying down, what kind of sleep that he has every night. Let's see what it says here, what kind of sleep. In 3:24. What kind of sleep the old seer be having in 3:24 of Proverbs there, Mother E?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 24.
Yeah, verse 20. Mm-hmm.
Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet.
What kind of sleep do the seer get? What kind of sleep do we get, Mali?
You say you get sweet sleep.
I don't say it. The book say that. I get sweet sleep. See, remember, you got to have a quote on the table. I'm telling you bottom line. That's what kind of sleep the old seer get. Because he know what's written in 54:17 of the book of Isaiah. I am fully persuaded in 54:17. What's in Isaiah 54:17?
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the courage of the servant of the Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, said the Yahweh.
So you see the man saying? The man said, ain't nothing they got on the table should offend you or even worry about. He said, if you got me, I got you. I believe that. I believe it. So I believe Zephaniah 2:1. So all we got to do is be a Zephaniah 2:1. What it say in Zephaniah? 2:1. All we got to be, Southern Kingdom, is a Zephaniah 2:1. Then Yahweh will make the next move. What does it say in Zephaniah 2:1?
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1. Gather yourself together. You gather together, O nation, not desire.
That's all we got to do. That's all we got to do. Gather yourself together, O nation, not desire. Yahweh Judah. Understand one thing. It's a protocol in Yahweh's word. Get behind the leader and be part of it. Get your anointing on you and be prepared to take care of Yahweh's business. Put them fringes on and be ready to go. Isaiah 4 verse 10 says what? What do Isaiah 4 verse 10 say?
Isaiah chapter 4. Isaiah chapter 4 verse 10 reads, "But if thou fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him up."
You see that? So that's why the season process. See, the season process will keep you always, all you worry about is what you see, not the bigger picture. So they know that. So that's why they put billions of dollars in keeping you seasoning. They keep seasoning you with what's going on over there in India. Everybody is now collapsing, all type of thing happening there. They do everything to keep the booger bag on you, see, right here. Season you, because they know long as you alone, well, y'all, you worry about is me and mine, not the Yahweh Judah as a whole, and you being seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
They know one thing they got when you see Yahweh Judah come together with that one mind, they know it. That's why they monitoring this station big time, big dignitaries, on the cardinals, all the big bishops. They won't hear the old seer. See what he got to say. See what the six anointed captains got to say. Because the closest thing to turn their lights out is over to his life. By doing one thing, just reading the Bible. Reading the Bible. Now, Isaiah pulled that verse. Where did he pull that verse from? Come back to Psalms 27, verse 1. See, these verses are pulled, see, right? And ain't nobody going to be able to do this. But the six anointed camps of boys over to his life. Because they won't get you off into a bait.
Mm-hmm.
They want to bait you about, do I know about the SS? I know about it. So happen, I do know about it. SS PX. If you go on your computer, you'll find out about it. We know that's another extension arm to the Pope that they can make a decision. And they, I know all about it. But we'll talk about that another time, the SSPX. Put on your computer and find out what that means, SSPX. You know about all that stuff. But the part what we want to know about and want to do is wake up the six anointed camp to get up and let's get going on. Land school, banquet hall, sanct. Pius X. SSPX. Put it on your computer and find what that means. Then, matter of fact, look up the canon 1323 and find out some more about that. And look up the canon 1382. Look up that and understand one thing. We know more about you, about y'all than you know about yourself. But we only got so much to do before we do a massive attack on the known 17 words, world, through the Bible. Our attack will come from the Bible. Our attack will come from the Bible. Because we're going to beat you on every front by letting you bump your gums and show you that you got some 58 verse 3 of Psalms in you. Before you read that, give me 58 verse 3. Take it down to verse 7. See, we clear about the known world They got some 58, verse 3 down to verse 7. Matter of fact, read your 8. Psalm 58, 3 down to verse 8. We clear where they stand, so we can read the book. Psalms 58, 3 down to verse 8. Yeah, we'll come back to this. Read this 27th chapter, verse 1. Let's pull this out. We clear about one thing. Psalm 58, verse 3, down to verse 8. What does it say?
Book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse 3 to 8. Verse 3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Verse 4, the poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf Adam that stoppeth her ear. Verse 5, which will not hearken to the voice of a charmer, never so wise. Verse 6, break their teeth, O Yahweh, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lion, O Yahweh. Verse 7, let them melt away as water, which run continually. When he bends his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. Verse 8, as a snail which melts, let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the thorn.
That was a powerful reading, that Mother E. That was excellent. So you see, this Bible tells a story. You know, we just don't believe what this Bible is saying. The man said, I'm going to take care of everything he told the seers to write. I'm going to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we still mm-hmm. don't believe it.
Yes,
we say 59, verse 5, Isaac. Look, it says our Mother E. Look, it says in Isaiah 59, verse 5. See, we come humble, and all we do is read verses and only give a comment on the verse. That's why I know, you know, you big catch me in what? I don't care you what I think and what I feel or where I'm going or where I've been. I don't do that. We read a verse, and I comment on that verse. Look, it says in 59, verse 5 of Isaiah.
Look at Isaiah. Chapter 59, verse 5. They hatch crocodile eggs and wave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dies, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper, a snake.
Snake! Ain't that something? So if you eat the eggs of the Roman Catholic Church, see, right? If you eat that doctrine they got, You seasoning. So if you season, you're dead. You're walking stiff. If you think you're going to be up and away and you got to take a mass, a Eucharist, a cracker, and then tell them what you did and you believe that and you going up and away, that's Christianity. And we told you Christianity come from Esau. They got in their own book. They invented that stuff, a Christ-like. That's their mind, Christ-like. We told you what the word call out means. We read in Hosea 11:1, the definition of the word call, the church call out. We told you all these things. CC Ray, when you get this thing down pat, Yahweh going to kick in. But you got to stop being, scared of that one-eyed Satan and what they saying. You got to believe in your mighty one. Remember one thing, C. Ray, it's going to happen. Land, school, banquet hall, all the trimmings, it's going to happen. Get in where you fit in at before it's too late. That's all we're telling you. And get your blessing. Now let's read Psalm 27, verse 1. Says what?
Psalm 27.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Psalm 27, verse 1.
Okay. From the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 1. The Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Yahweh is my strength. The Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
He is the man's friend. The man's telling you. He said, I am your shield. I am your strength. Why are you fearing anybody if you got me right? I mean, David spoke from, we ain't going to read, Samuel 2 and 3, 1, 2, and 3. The Mrs. Spirit told David to write that. Sam, you got your Yahweh right. You don't worry about who is to your left, to your right. Get your Yahweh right. Precept that to Psalms 118, verse 14. Precept that, mother. 118 of Psalm, verse 14. Yeah, 118, verse 14. Let's precept that.
Okay. 118.
Verse 14.
Okay. Let me get that. That's 19.
118, verse 14. Let's see what that says.
Psalm 118, verse 14 reads, Yahweh is my strength and throne and is become my salvation.
Yahweh is my strength. Yahweh has become my salvation. So that is your strength, Cedaria. Your strength is Yahweh. You supposed to always examine yourself. If I'm doing what Yahweh tell me to do. Let's go to 12th chapter 1 through 14 of Sirach. Let's go to 12th chapter 1 through 14. Sirach. Yeah, chapter 12, 1 through 14. So he's telling you, all you got to be looking into the mirror and say, Yahweh, I'm doing it your way. I'm doing it the way this reading this book. We got a seer in our midst of it, and he show us what to read, and we look at this book, and this is your words coming through his mouth. I got to go with that. 12, 1 through 14, what it say?
Book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 1 to 14, verse 1. When thou wilt do good, know to whom thou doest it, so that thou be taken for the for thy benefit. Verse 2. Do good to the Yahweh man, and thou shalt find a recompense, and if not from him, yet from the Most High. Verse 3. There can no good come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that give no alms money. Verse 4, give to the Yahweh a man and help not a sinner. Verse 5, do well unto him that is lawless, but give not to the unyahweh. Hold back your bread and give it not unto him, lest he overmaster thee thereby. For else thou shalt receive twice as much evil for all the good thou shalt have done unto him. Verse 6. For the Most High hated sinners and will repay vengeance unto the unyahweh and keep them against the mighty. They are their punishment. Verse 7. Give unto the good and help not the sinner. Verse 8. A friend cannot be known in prosperity, and a enemy cannot be hidden in adversary. Verse 9. And the prosperity of a man enemies will be grieved, But in his adversity, even a friend will depart. Verse 10, never trust thine enemy, but like a iron rust, so is his wickedness. Verse 11, though he humble himself and go crouching, yet take his good heed and beware of him, and thou shalt be unto him as if thou had watched a looking glass, and thou shalt know that his wrath has not been altogether washed away. Verse 11, set him not by thee, that when he has overthrown thee, he stand up in thy place. Neither let him sit at thy right hand, lest he seek to take thy seat, and thou at the last remember my words, and be pricked therewith. Verse 13, who will pity a charmer that is bitten with a serpent, or any such as come lion, wild beast? 14, the one that goeth to a sinner and is defiled with him in his sin, who will pity?
That's big talk with that, Mother. That's big talk. He said, why would you go to a sinner knowing that's what he got on his mind? He said, you ain't got nothing coming. Ain't, you know, the Bible tell you, blessed be in Genesis 2, 3, the seventh day of the week. The seventh day of the week when the sun goes on Friday, sun goes on Saturday. What are you doing on the first day of the week, and every day you got communion, you got a mass, you got Eucharist in the mouth, and all that kind of stuff. What is the Bible, period? He said, and why are you studying getting seasoned, see, right? Why are you letting the world season you, and now you determined on what to do, how to do? You just don't believe this man with all this good stuff he got written in his book. He tell you, never trust your enemy. But you know what you do? You can't wait around your enemy and look at somebody look like somebody else every day to make you feel good. That's a season, see, right? That's what they wrote in their meeting. And Kenneth Stamp said, I was in the big dignitary meeting. He said, that whole thing to make a slave, remember they got rid. To make a slave. The slave holder, the system, it was seasoning. It was a process under strong men and women is to break them down like you break a stick. And their dignity. And torment them. Psychological torment them. Season them with brutal systems. Tell them that remake men into the image that pleasing to their oppressor. And that's what we do? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to look beautiful. What you going to do? Well, you know, I'm going to the beauty place and get my hair straightened all out, and I'm going to put my pants on, and I'm going to do everything that them, and I'm going to blow on my hair, too. I'm going to blow on my hair. I'm going to do everything to please the master. And when I get on his job, I'm going to talk like him. I'm going to quote him. You see? That's the season process. He says, look what he says here. Read a little bit more. Through the system that remarked men's and remake men and women to please their oppressor and reward them good when they act, walk like us. But look what it says in Proverbs 31 and 33. Look what it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 and verse 33, that mother eat. So you see, see somebody, Stamps, I was in a meeting. He said, you know, they go all out their way for one people. The one called himself the Negro. Yahda Judah. That's the one that we got to keep them, seizing them. Because our fatal blow will come from Yahda Judah. Don't let them try and do a run their mouth. That ain't prophecy. They got your book, see, right? Over there in Psalm 64, verse 5 through 9, they tell you they seek deep. They know about you. In the book of Obadiah 1:13, they say they got your something, they got your books, they got everything. They have searched you out. They know ain't but one way they can is to waken up that mind called Yahda Judah, because that is the fatal blow on the world. So anything we can do to keep them from getting that land, school, banquet hall, by propaganda, we're going to do it. Huh? Because they know the final blow comes from Yahda Judah. Proverbs chapter 3, 31 through 33. Listen good. What say that, Mother E?
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 to 33. Envious thou not the oppressed, and choose none of his ways. 32.
He said, don't choose none of his ways. Verse 33. He said, listen, choose none of their ways. They the one told you put them pants on. They the ones that put that blonde in your hair. They the one tell you that all I worry about is me and mine. And they the one tell you, break away from the group. They the one tell you to peep out the curtain. That's the season process, see, right? Verse 33.
The curse of the Yahweh is in the house of the wicked, but the blessing that inhabits of the just.
Yeah. Let's go to Malachi chapter 3. And let's run to Malachi real quick there, Mother E. So you see, the man is trying to tell you something. All you got to do one thing. Don't worry about the lesson. Just check the verses and see what they validate. Check the verses and see if they line up. That's all you got to do. Malachi chapter 3. And he'll tell you something. Take it to verse 6.
Verse 6.
Take it to verse 6 down to verse 12. You know, 6 down to verse 12 in a closing statement. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 to 12 in a closing statement. And we'll catch everybody on the special edition called Thursday Eve. 3. Verse 6
Book
to 12
in a
closing statement. Come on.
Book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 to 12. Verse 6. For I am the Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed. Verse 7. Even from the day of your father, you are gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Yahweh of hosts. But you said, break in till we return. Verse 8. Will a man rob Yahweh? Yes, you have robbed me, but you say, break in till we rob thee in tithe and offering. Verse 9. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10. Bring you all the tithe into the storehouse, that there be meat in my house, and prove me now, herewith, said the Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, said the Yahweh of hosts. Verse 12. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, said the Yahweh of hosts.
Well, we got three more minutes. Give me St. John 10:1 with Matthew 6:1-4. We got a little more time. So, listen, he gives us every way to do by. But you know what we'll do? We'll do the St. John 10:1 and don't do by. And Yahweh the Son said, he's talking to his father, called disciples. He said, you know, 12 that's following me right now, you know, the world going to have a 10-1 by the time I'm back in heaven and all y'all is dead. They're going to have a 10-1 just seasoned with a 10-1. What does 10-1 say?
St. John chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up from other ways, the same is a thief and a robber.
St. John 6:1-4. That was pretty bold, that mother. I like that spirit on you. You're a thief and a robber. When you try to do this thing, you want to do it. Get the Bible. Look at the Bible. The Bible said, this is what you do. Do it. Matthew 6:1-4. At this time, I'll close the statement. You're on clock, mother.
Okay. I thought you said St. John. Matthew 6.
We'll make it Matthew. Yeah, 1-4 to close the statement.
And Matthew
we'll catch it.
1-4.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that you do not your money before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Verse 2. Therefore, when you do thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the street, that they may have honor of men. Truly, I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 3. But when thou doest thy money, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Verse 4. The time that thy money may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself to reward thee open.
Either you believe a man or you don't. Mother E, close the statement, you're on the clock. Mother Z, that's good on your part too, working things in the background. I see what you're doing. Good. Close the statement, you're on the clock, come on.
Thank and praising Yahweh for another class. Thank and praising Yahweh for this year. And for the ones that's listening, and pray that they hold out until the end. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yes, that's Mother E. Mother Z. Let me tell you something, see right here. The world have seasoned you. They have seasoned you day by day how to talk, walk, how to look at somebody look like you and turn your nose up. See, Roy, you got to get past that. If you know you was born Yahdah Judah, you the lead tribe, step up on that front line and let Yahweh put the blessing on you on whatever you need your blessing at. That's how you get your blessing, by being a front liner, and thus says Yahweh. Got a big job ahead of us. Once we put that land, school, and banquet hall together, Yahweh going to show you the next move. That move does not favor the 17 nations. But when you come together and make it happen, Yahweh said, I'm going to step in because I know the one that see me, and they don't see the 17 nations. He tell you, no weapon in 54:17 is formed against you is going to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you believe that? Mm-hmm. Let that one eye thing go. And raise their head up and be about nothing but one thing. Yahweh's business. We catch you all. You can catch the big dignitaries tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. That's a different call Thursday evening. Until that time, Yahweh be with you all. Shalom. Even you big dignitaries, shalom.